1982 invasion of Lebanon. They attacked UN forces, and the United States government did not impose any penalties at all on them. It does seem to me what they want to do is terrorize and intimidate the 10,000 UN forces there south of the Litani River, which, as we've discussed before, I think is their ultimate objective here. This is Lebensraum, breathing room, the greater Israel. They've always coveted the Litani River, and it does seem to me that is their objective here.
And is the U.S. technically responsible because of their willingness to arm with these massive weapons of destruction? Is there a legitimate way, or is there at least structures to hold the U.S. accountable for arming war criminals?
Yes, clearly we are aiding and abetting Israeli crimes in Gaza, the West Bank, and now Lebanon for sure, and also their indiscriminate attacks on the Houthi population there in Yemen, and likewise in Syria. Holding the U.S. government accountable, is a difficult problem. That's really up to us, the American people, the United States government.
Hey, everybody, it's Greg McVicar, creator of Undercurrents. Glad you're listening. This is KBOO 90.7, Portland.
Hey, KBOO listeners, join us at the station on February 7th from 6 to 10 p.m. for our Stupid KBOOPID First Friday Arts Walk. Enjoy art, listen to music, have a drink, get your face painted, and pick up a Valentine's gift from one of our amazing vendors. There's something for everyone. We can't wait to see you.
In the moment that you wander far from me.
Hi, this is Kendall Boyson, professional life and recovery coach, and you're listening to Encouragementology, the practice of instilling hope.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me. On this show, we're diving into a topic that's as inevitable as the laundry pile you've been avoiding: change. Whether it's the subtle shift of seasons or a complete life overhaul, change is the only constant. But fear not. We're here to explore how embracing these twists and turns can lead to a stronger, more resilient you. So, grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's embark on this journey together. Change comes in many forms: planned or unexpected, minor tweaks, or major transformations. It's the process of becoming different, and while it can be daunting, it's also a powerful catalyst for personal growth. By understanding change as a natural part of life, we can better prepare ourselves to navigate it. As I reflect on all the changes I've navigated in my life, I can't help but sit back and say, wow, there's a lot to be proud of. Moments I once thought were impossible, I conquered. Others still leave me wondering, did I really do that? Some changes weren't as thrilling, but they were necessary, and I made it through, not unscathed, but grateful. Moving forward, I want to be prepared for whatever life has in store. While I may never predict what's ahead, I'm convinced that truly knowing myself and standing firm in my values will serve as the lighthouse guiding me through. Let's start with a little pop quiz. Don't you just love those? Actually, this will help us determine whether we're naturally embracing change or resisting it. Answer honestly, and at the end, we'll reflect on your results. So, grab a pen and paper. Now, for each statement, select the response that best matches your feelings. A is strongly agree. B is agree. C is neutral. D for disagree. And E, strongly disagree. All right, are you ready? Number one, your initial response to change. Remember, we need to write down how you feel about each one of these. So, number one, when unexpected change happens, I see it as an opportunity rather than an obstacle. Are you gung-ho? Number two, I get excited about learning new skills, even if they push me out of my comfort zone. Number three, if my usual routine is disrupted, I can easily adapt and find a new way to manage. Number four, when faced with a big life transition, I focus on the positives rather than what I'm losing. And number five, I actively seek out new experiences and challenges to grow personally and professionally. Okay, I hope that you've rated those from strongly agree to strongly disagree and everything in between. Next situation, your emotional reaction to change. Number one, when I hear that something significant in my life is going to change, my first instinct is to worry. Are you a worrywart? It's okay. Let's be honest here. Number two, I tend to hold on to familiar ways of doing things, even when I know they may not be the best. Creature of habit? Number three, I feel anxious or uncomfortable when I don't have control over what's happening. I won't say control freak, but I was thinking it. Number four, I often find myself wishing things would just stay the same. And number five, I sometimes procrastinate making necessary changes, even when I know they would benefit me. Okay, hopefully you have marked your emotional reaction to change. And the last scenario, your mindset towards change. Okay, number one, I believe that adapting to change is a skill that can be learned and improved. Number two, when facing uncertainty, I trust that I can figure it out along the way. Number three, I prefer flexibility over rigid structure because I understand that change is inevitable. Number four, if something in my life isn't working, I'm proactive in making adjustments instead of waiting for it to just get worse. And number five, I see setbacks as learning experiences that help me grow rather than failures. Okay, time to score your results. So take a look. Do you have mostly A's, mostly B's, C's, D's, E's? What does it look like? Kind of come together with a consensus. Okay, are you ready? If you're mostly A's and B's, you are a change embracer. You welcome change as a natural part of life and use it as a tool for personal growth. You see challenges as opportunities and adapt easily to new situations. You're in the pocket. Keep up the great mindset. Now, if you have mostly C's, you're a change contemplator. You're open to change, but you may hesitate when faced with uncertainty. With a slight shift in perspective and more practice embracing the unknown, you can become more comfortable with transformation. So hang in there, you're right in the middle. Now, if you're mostly D's and E's, you are a change resistor, and I'm so glad you're tuning in and listening to all these great ideas. So change may feel unsettling, and you might struggle to let go of old habits and routines. Recognizing this is the first step. Try reframing change as an opportunity rather than a disruption, and take small steps toward a more adaptable mindset. You got it. Stay in there. So let's reflect on this just a bit. Think of a recent change in your life. Now, you might have already been doing that while we've been going through these different scenarios, but think of something that happened recently. How did you respond to it? Does something jump into your mind where you resisted it? What emotions or fears held you back? Now, if you embraced it, what helped you stay positive and adaptable? What is one small change you can initiate today to challenge your resistance? Remember, change isn't the enemy. It's the doorway to growth. Keep an open mind, stay curious, and watch how transformation leads to new opportunities. On Medium, Mazor Nyeno suggests a reason to embrace change, a journey towards personal growth and success. Change is a constant champion on the road of life, guiding us through uncharted territories and presenting opportunities for growth and self-discovery. As I stand here today, reflecting upon my own journey, I'm reminded of the profound impact that embracing change has had on my personal growth and ultimate success. I want to share my experience and lessons that I've learned, demonstrating how a willingness to adapt and evolve has been instrumental in shaping my path to fulfillment. Throughout my life, I've encountered numerous instances where change has knocked on my door, demanding my attention. Initially, I found myself resistant to these unexpected twists and turns, desperately clinging to the familiar and predictable. However, as time went on, I realized that change was not my adversary, but rather my ally in progress. When faced with the unknown, I made a conscious decision to step out of my comfort zone and embrace the opportunities that change presented. This mindset shift allowed me to cultivate resilience, adaptability, and a hunger for growth. Instead of fearing change, I began to see it as a gateway to new experiences and fresh perspectives. Change often manifests itself in the form of challenges, which test our mettle and also push us beyond our perceived limits. I have faced my fair share of obstacles, each one serving as a catalyst for personal development. One particular instance comes to mind, a career transition. Leaving the familiar behind, I ventured into a new industry. At first, doubts and insecurities clouded my judgment, but I quickly realized that change was an invitation to reinvent myself and explore uncharted professional territories. I took every setback as an opportunity to learn and improve, adapting my skills and knowledge to fit the demands of my new environment. This resilience not only helped me succeed in my new career, but also instilled a profound sense of confidence and self-belief. Failure, though often seen as a deterrent, is a valuable teacher on the path of personal growth. Change brings with it the possibility of failure, but by reframing failure as a stepping stone rather than an endpoint, I've been able to extract invaluable lessons from my missteps. Change, with all its uncertainty and discomfort, has been my faithful companion on the journey of personal growth and success. By embracing change as an opportunity, tackling challenges head-on, and learning from failure, I've been able to transform my life in ways I never thought possible. I encourage you to embrace change in your own life. Embrace the unknown, for it holds the key to self-discovery and a life enriched by new experiences. Embrace challenges, for they often have the power to shape you into the person you aspire to be. And most importantly, embrace failure, for within these lessons lie the seeds of future success. Remember, change is not to be feared, but rather celebrated, for it's through change that we uncover our true potential and create a life that is both fulfilling and meaningful. So let's embark on this journey together, hand in hand with change, and watch as our lives unfold in ways we could never have imagined. Acknowledging the uncertainties that lie ahead, I understand that embracing change is easier said than done. It requires a shift in mindset and a willingness to step into the unknown. However, I assure you that the rewards far outweigh the initial discomfort. To begin your journey of personal growth, start by examining your current circumstances and identifying areas where change may be necessary. Is there a career path you've been hesitant to pursue? Are there relationships that no longer serve your well-being? Is there a skill you've been longing to develop? Recognizing these areas of potential change is the first step toward transformation. Once you've identified the areas for growth, take small but intentional steps toward implementing change. Break down your goals into manageable tasks and tackle them one at a time. Remember, change doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual process that requires dedication and perseverance. Celebrate the small victories along the way and use them as fuel to propel yourself forward. Surround yourself with a supportive network of individuals who believe in your potential and are willing to walk alongside you on this journey. Seek out mentors who have experienced similar changes and learn from their wisdom. Share your aspirations with friends and family who will provide encouragement and hold you accountable. As you navigate through change, it's important to maintain a mindset of curiosity and openness. Embrace the learning opportunities that arise from unfamiliar situations. Be willing to challenge your existing beliefs and perspectives. It's in these moments of growth and expansion that you will truly discover your untapped potential. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. Understand that setbacks and obstacles are inevitable. Instead of viewing them as failures, see them as opportunities for growth, learning, and self-reflection. Treat yourself with compassion and resilience, knowing that every step you take is a valuable lesson in your personal evolution. Embracing change is not merely a one-time decision, but an ongoing commitment to personal growth and self-improvement. By stepping outside of your comfort zone, facing challenges head-on, and embracing the lessons that failure brings, you will embark on a transformative journey that leads to a life filled with fulfillment and success. Now, we've already established that change is inevitable, but how we respond to it makes all the difference. When faced with a challenge, we can either resist change and feel stuck, or we can embrace change and grow. So, here's how to shift your mindset and apply change effectively to overcome life's challenges. Number one, reframe change as opportunity. We've already heard it. So instead of seeing change as something that's happening to you, try to see it as something that's happening for you. Every shift in life, big or small, has the potential to teach you something new, and you have the power to reframe your perspective. So here's an action step. The next time you face an unexpected challenge, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? How can this experience actually make me stronger? Number two, identify what's in your control. This is huge. One of the biggest reasons people resist change is the fear of losing control. While you can't always control what happens, you can control your response. So here's an action step. Make a list of things that are within your control during a challenging transition, i.e., your mindset, your actions, your willingness to learn, and focus your energy there. See what we did? We reframed the positive, what's in your control, not the negative, what's out of your control. Number three, break it down into small steps. Big changes can feel overwhelming. Instead of trying to tackle everything at once, break it down into smaller, manageable steps, just like you do your goals. So here's an action step. If you're facing, let's say, a career change, start by updating your resume, then research companies, then reach out to your network. Taking one step at a time makes the change feel more doable. And I would even say, first, give yourself a break. Finding a new job is tough. Number four, develop a resilient mindset. Change often comes with uncertainty, but resilience helps you bounce back and adapt. The more you train your mind to be flexible, the easier it becomes to handle life's twists and turns. So here's your action step. When you feel overwhelmed, practice self-talk, like, I've handled challenges like this before, and I can handle this one too. Building confidence in your ability to adapt makes all the difference in the world. You got this. Number five, seek support and inspiration. You don't have to navigate change alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift you, whether that's a mentor, a friend, or a support group. Learning from others who have faced similar challenges can be incredibly encouraging. So here's an action step. Find a book, a podcast, or a TED Talk about someone who successfully navigated change. Their story might give you the push you need to keep going. And you might find out you're not alone, really. Number six, accept discomfort as a part of growth. Growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. Let me repeat that. Growth doesn't happen in comfort zones. The discomfort that comes with change is actually a sign that you are evolving. Instead of avoiding it, lean into it. The next time you feel uncomfortable in a new situation, pause and remind yourself, this feeling means I'm growing. Embrace it rather than resist it. Just like you can talk yourself into, am I excited or am I nervous? Am I uncomfortable or am I growing? It's just a matter of perspective. Number seven, reflect and adjust as you go. Change is a process, as we've determined, not a one-time event. As you move through challenges, take time to reflect on what's working and what's not. Adjust your approach as needed. So to do this, keep a journal of your thoughts and progress through change. Looking back at how far you've come can be incredibly motivating. Time goes so fast, and we really don't give ourselves enough celebration for all that we've already done. Journaling is a great way to do that. Number eight, keep your eyes on the bigger picture. It's easy to get caught up in the stress of change, but remind yourself why you're making the transition in the first place. What's the bigger goal? What's on the other side of this challenge? Here's an action step. Write down three positive outcomes that could come from the change you're experiencing. Keeping those in mind will help you stay motivated. Applying change to overcome challenges isn't about having all the answers. It's about trusting yourself enough to navigate the unknown. When you stop resisting and start embracing change, you open yourself up to growth, new opportunities, and yes, a stronger version of yourself. So think about it. What's one change you're facing right now? Which one of these tips would you want to apply first? On the Lily Jo Project, I found some additional insight on embracing change, navigating a new normal with grace. Psychiatrist Viktor Frankl once said, "When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves." So what do you do when you find yourself in times of turbulence, when life feels so uncomfortable and unstable? While we can't control the things that are changing around us, we can take control of how we respond. Navigating these changes can be scary, but here are a few quick tips to help you navigate life's many uncertainties while also keeping your mental health intact. Number one, resist resisting. As humans, we are naturally resistant to change, even though change is an inevitable part of life. For me, one of the best things I've ever done for my mental health is to give myself permission to accept that change is happening. Not only that, but give myself permission to not have all the answers. Number two, acknowledge you have feelings. Holding space for your emotions and acknowledging the feelings you have, good and bad, is an important step in navigating a big change. It's okay to say, "I'm really nervous about starting this new job," or "I'm afraid I will miss blank." Number three, adjust your expectations. When I changed my career field, I struggled with feeling like I needed to have all the answers and be good at everything right away. I needed time to grow, and that was okay. It has now been over a year in my new role, and I'm so much more confident. Take the time. You'll be glad you did. Number four, lean into your routines. When everything around you is changing, it's important for some things to remain consistent, whether that's your friendships, a morning cup of coffee, an exercise routine, whatever it is, lean into those stable areas of your life to balance out all the uncertainty. Number five, reflect on your resilience. If you're listening to this, your track record for making it through really hard and challenging days is 100%. Take time to think about all the times you've overcome challenges and navigated change well. Looking back, you'll be surprised at how resilient you really are. Number six, savor the good. Had a recent win at work or home? Celebrate it. Lingering on those victories, no matter how small, will help give you the confidence to continue to embrace the stage of life you are in. Change isn't just a phase. It's a lifelong process. Just when you think you've reached the finish line, life throws another curveball, reminding you that growth never really stops. And honestly, would you want it to? Sure, change can be uncomfortable, even downright terrifying at times, but staying the same is far riskier. Without change, life becomes stagnant, like a pond with no fresh water flowing in. You may feel safe, but over time, you're missing out on new experiences, new challenges, and the opportunity to uncover strengths you never even knew you had. Growth isn't about reaching some perfect final version of yourself. It's about continuously evolving discovering, and surprising yourself along the way. The real danger isn't change itself, it's in avoiding it. If you never push yourself beyond what's familiar, how will you ever know what you're truly capable of? The biggest loss isn't failing, it's never trying at all. The discomfort that comes with change is temporary, but the regret of never stepping into your full potential, well, that lingers. So instead of fearing the unknown, lean into it. Trust that each twist and turn is shaping you into a stronger, wiser, and more fulfilled version of yourself. Life isn't about arriving. It's about becoming. And that journey is far too exciting to sit on the sidelines. If you want to share Encouragementology with a friend who needs to know they're not alone in this journey of self-discovery, you can visit encouragementology.com or anywhere you stream your content to receive this episode and all others. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram for additional encouragement throughout the week. So I challenge you this week, identify one area of your life where change is knocking, and instead of bolting the door, invite it in for coffee. Embrace the discomfort, explore the possibilities, and watch how you grow. Remember, change isn't the enemy. It's the personal trainer for your life's journey. I know you can do it. Thank you for listening to Encouragementology with Kendall Boyson, where we find positive ways to handle some of life's challenges.